Okay, hi, I'm at the eMetric Summit over in San Francisco, and I have Avinash Kaushik, analytics evangelist extraordinaire here. thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Not talking about analytics mm-hmm. at all. I've seen you present a couple of times, once in New York at mm-hmm. SES, and then again here at the eMetric Summit. And do you know what? You're pretty damn good.
Oh, thank you. You're kind.
Well, there's lots of people in this industry, especially, that either have to go out and present at conferences, or especially with clients and they're going out and pitches and stuff. How do you manage to communicate so well with an audience? How do you prepare?
Yeah, for me, I think that I put a lot of thought into the actual points that I want to make. And then from the first time I presented, I don't know, 3-4 years ago to now, literally, Mel, my strategy, especially with my slides, has been to take away 90% of what I used to type in there. Mm-hmm. And I have very, very, very sparse slides. Actually, I keep saying that the more I present, the less actually there is on my slides. And it's because it's a function of, I put a lot of thought into the 2 or 3 key things I want you to take away from it. And then I don't have slides. The minimum size of font on my slides is 44. That's mm-hmm. the font size I use. And about 60% of the slides are pictures. Because I think that we can talk about incredibly complex things, but I try and do it in a very simple way. So mm-hmm. people can still take away advanced statistical tips and techniques, but actually understand what I'm trying to say, because few people are comfortable with math and statistics. So I put a lot of thought up front into the points that I'm trying to make. And the other thing that I try to do is, I learned this from someone, but they said, you know, always tell a story. Nobody cares about products, nobody cares about services and all those kinds of things, but always tell stories. So I'll give you an example. One of the things I wanted to tell people is use qualitative data to ask customers why they're there. And so I thought, you know, what would be a memorable way of doing it? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, I'm going to use Viagra to do that. And the thing is, everybody's going to remember Viagra.
Yeah.
You know, somebody searching to buy Viagra, go to a relevant landing page. It takes me a while to actually find the perfect story, but I shared sort of 7 tips yesterday, and every one of them was a little story. Mm-hmm. And people remember stories. So those are the things I'm trying to remember. But points I'm going to make, very light slides, and everything is a little story that you'll remember.
Because the text thing, when yeah. I say a lot of paragraph after paragraph, because I tend not to actually listen to what they're saying, because I'm
you're reading.
Reading what's
yes,
going on.
Yes, 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 yes. No, I agree. And I have, the other thing I do is that I watch a lot of other people speak. And I spend a lot of time watching other people that I think do a good job. I think I've watched every Steve Jobs keynote, or every Martin Luther King speech I can find, or every good speaker out there. My Zune, you'll be proud of me, I have a Zune.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I have the new Zune. I like it, yes. And my Zune is filled with a ton of TED Talks, the TED conference. Just search for TED Talks in Live or Google.
Yeah.
And they're phenomenal speakers, and usually they don't even have slides. And the thing that I find is, A, they know something about what they're talking about, so I'm very careful to only talk about things I know about. Mm-hmm. If I don't know something, I step away from it, because I'm going to make a fool of myself. And even if I think I can fool other people, that's not true. People know. So I try and talk about what I know. But the other thing is, I try and do it with passion. You have to believe in what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in what you're saying, you cannot possibly, get other people excited about
obviously
it.
Obviously, that will rub off on the audience as
yes,
well, and hopefully
yes.
they'll feel
yes.
inspired.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't do a lot of corporate speak. A lot of people, I don't. And I don't have logos on my slides, and I try not to use the thing. And early on, I was advised by our PR lady, I couldn't say this or that when in my earlier job. And I couldn't use the word Trinity, because I'm big on the Trinity concept, even in my book. And it's like, no, that's religious. I'm like, okay,
wow.
Like, what the hell is that? So now, the other thing is, I spend a lot of time with analysts. I spend a lot of time with the people who are in my audience, and I try and be myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do corporate stuff, and I use words like crap and shit. You know, I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. And you know, awesome and great and magnificent. But I think that it really helps. It took me a while to unlearn a lot of corporate stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to stand up and be myself and talk like how I normally am talking to you now.
Yeah.
And that is another way that you can connect to your audience in ways that they because they're used to hearing people be very staid and corporate and lingo and mm-hmm. crap.
Second slide being, this is about my company.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not, I put up, my second slide is a picture of my kids.
Yeah.
And you want to make that connection because what a lot of speakers forget is like there are people sitting over there and you're trying to relate to them. You're not just trying to sell to them. To me, I think I'm a big believer in this marketing 2.0. You don't sell by selling people. You sell people by giving them something of value, by getting them to create conversation for you. You know, there's this big concept. Hugh McLeod taught me this concept. I love Hugh's work. It's like social objects. You create social objects. So when I stand up there, mm-hmm. I'm actually trying to influence people by getting them to start the conversation.
Yeah.
I want them to talk about stuff I talk about, not by saying, here are the three bullet points why I'm the greatest. And that's stupid.
But you talk about sales. I mean, a lot of what you do is kind of thought leadership stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, at conferences, you know, we're not really allowed to sell.
Yeah.
And people don't like that. But for those people that maybe work in agencies that go on client pitches and stuff,
yeah,
how can they approach or differentiate from the competition?
I agree. Actually, so I'll give you a real example. I have to do pitches for Google Analytics from time to time. I do those very rarely because I don't like doing pitches. But I like in our session just now, I just said, you know, like I did a day with agencies. Mm-hmm. And essentially it was Google trying to actually tell the agencies about using some of the Google stuff and tools that are there. And I spent, I spoke for an hour in the morning, hour and a half in the afternoon. And both times, Mel, rather than pitching them about analytics, or optimizer, or AdWords, or anything, I actually, my first session was teaching them about how do you think about web analytics. And by the way, I was showing things in that case using Google Analytics. Or here at the conference, I've been showing Gatineau, I mean your tool. I've been showing, I just talked about core metrics. I think that you can sell people on what you want to sell on, but what I am giving them is education.
Yep.
And in that case, it was at Google, in Google context, about Google tools. And people, I gave them something of value that you could use with any tool. And it was sales through teaching,
yeah.
Sales through education. And by the time people left, I guarantee you they spend more money on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing I do with a lot of clients. When I talk, like I in my session a few minutes ago, I repeatedly talk about Microsoft and Yahoo and other companies. A lot of people go in, rarely talk about their competitors,
yeah.
Rarely talk about other people. You lose credibility.
Because yeah.
Your customer knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why treat as if your competitors don't exist? So my big thing is you acknowledge the reality and you give people something of value and you sell through that. And I have done this, I'll give you an example I had done before, is like I met the CMO of this really big company and he literally controls budget for hundreds and millions of dollars online. I'm not even kidding you. And we had to go in and sell him something. And you know what? I went into the meeting, spent 40 minutes with him. He's the CMO of one of the biggest companies on the planet. And I went in, and for 40 minutes, I taught him about how customer behavior online is evolving. And by the way, what role search plays in it, what roles email plays in it, display banners. By the time I left, he had upped his budget or online marketing by 40 times.
All right. Through education.
That's how you sell.
Yeah. Brilliant. Avinash, thank you. Brilliant stuff. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Mel.
Cheers.
Bye.